Darren, well done. Excellent away victory.
It was. It was what you get away from home, scrap. It was a real battle and a real test, obviously, when they got back in the game. A great goal for them, but we've seen it through and I thought my players were excellent.
Was that one of the most pleasing things? You suffered that setback with Thompson's volley, but you came out in the second half and stuck to your principles and got yourselves back in front.
Yeah, I think, you know, we spoke about that at half-time. It was, for the first 20, 25 minutes, we were really comfortable. I thought we played really, really well. And then, obviously, they put us under a bit of pressure. They got the goal back. But I just said, look, it's a real test for us. We just got to make sure when it turns into a scrap, we win the scrap. And then, obviously, have the composure of passing the ball when we had it. And they did it to a tee for me in the second half. Did it really, really well.
Burgess made a couple of mistakes last week, fronted up and did an interview and put that right really today with that winning goal. You said he was a mentally strong player and he's proved that this afternoon.
Yeah, I thought Joe Newell's corners were dangerous. I thought the couple in the first half as well. So he's got on the end of it and it's the winner. So now he's a strong boy, Christian, and he knows what he wants out of his career. He knows what path he wants to take and he's going to make mistakes as we all do, but he's strong enough to get on with it.
When you play that formation, how important are those two sitting midfielders, Beautyman and Anderson, because they seem to win that battle in there today, which was so key.
I thought they were magnificent. I thought Beautyman in particular was outstanding. He covered every single blade of grass, and I just felt with them two in there, they're not, you know, you say they're sitting there, but with the three behind them, they can get up against people then, and they can press, and they can do all the stuff that they need to do, And Jermaine was good energies. I know he gives it away now and again, but hopefully with a bit of confidence, he'll get better at that. But and I thought they did really well, and I thought Beutelman was outstanding. I thought it was a really top draw performance that was.
Yeah, Anderson gave the ball away a couple of times early in the second half, and you just wondered how he'd cope with that confidence-wise. But he got his head back up, didn't he? And he actually, his ball and then his shot created the corner where the winning goal came from.
Yeah, it was a good bit of play for the winning goal. Jermaine could have scored from it. It was a good bit of play, good bit of football in the middle of the pitch, and we got the switch. And the young boys in there, them two, but you can't fault them for the energy and effort they put in.
Brisley back in this afternoon and slotted in pretty seamlessly.
Yeah, I mean, it was a difficult one. We'd had a player in on Thursday that did a training session and then his club pulled him back.
Defender?
Yeah, and it was difficult for Sean because obviously I'd spoke to him about the situation and we had to change that around on Friday. So a little bit difficult for us, to be honest, but that's sometimes that happens and we're still hopeful of getting the defender in next week. But Sean has played in a three and done well in a three before and you know, as a central one, it does help him with a bit of protection on either side of him, but I don't think you let anyone down.
You'd like to get that done before Yeovil, obviously, then.
Yeah, we're hopeful of getting it done again for on Monday.
Joe Newell, left wing back, had another good game, didn't he? He scared them a few times running on the outside of his man.
Yeah, he's a good one-on-one player. I think he's very good at taking people on and things like that. And he did it well at times and could have got the ball a bit more to him a little bit more. But I thought one-on-one he did very well. I thought Michael on the other side did well. No, as a team, they did well. It's a good formation. We know it. I like it, but it was a real battle at times, as you get at this place. But again, our record here, as I spoke about before the game, was really good, and we've continued that today.
Must be doubly satisfying, because over the last few months, character has been questioned, hasn't it, when it comes to your players? And you'd expect that, wouldn't you, with the run you've been on? But answered a few of those questions today, possibly?
Yeah, I think in a way, but obviously it's a start, and it gives us a platform. We've got to build on that. We've got a home game again next week. But I've never really come away from games thinking, I'm not sure if they were there for me or themselves, or they've chucked it. I mean, I've never thought that about this group of players. Yeah, we've had bad results and bad performances, but I've never felt that they've not given me everything. And I've said that many times. And today, you know, because you get the win, I think that's overly emphasised.
You've given yourselves a great platform now, haven't you, to go on next week and try and make it back-to-back victories for the first time in a long, long time. You've got to see that job through now, really important.
Yeah, next week's a big game now for us. We'll start playing again Monday morning, but it'll be put to them next week. You know, all of a sudden, if you get another win, you're right. Back-to-back wins are important. And you know what this league's like. All of a sudden, if you get a couple, listen, we're not getting carried away, but if you get two or three wins in a bounce, the league will completely change. And it's very, very tight up there.
Are you hoping to do any more business other than that defender?
Yeah, I hope to get another one in after the defender. And we'll wait and see. Hopefully, obviously, to get two or three out. You know, we've done a deal with a club for Barnet, but that's fallen through with personal terms. So we're trying our best. Barry's working very, very hard to try and get players out. And yeah, we're probably after, with a centre-half, and probably another player as well.
I think you were in the stands today, weren't you? Was it tough watching from up there?
No, I could. I was thinking about appealing the two-match ban, but I just felt with the size of the stand, they give me a good view, you know. And listen, it's nothing to do with the result. It's just one of my games out of the way, and obviously you will be the next one.
Skipper on the bench this afternoon, Jack Payne. Was that a tough decision?
Yes, I think it, you know, these decisions are tough. But look, the situation we're in, I don't think anyone could be standing up saying that they deserve to be playing every single week. And Jack's no different, whether he's captain or not. I think it was a tough decision, but the reason for it were the right ones in terms of playing them two in midfield. And I thought they justified their place in the team.
When you're away from home, the home team's going to have a spell and create chances. You need your goalkeeper to stand up, and he made a couple of outstanding saves today.
Yeah, I think in terms of Ben, I think Ben's a really good goalkeeper, and we're unfortunate to have lost him. But in terms of having to quickly react to that and get a player in, I think we've done really well getting Scotty in. I think his performance was very, very good today.